This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's going on, and the tailgaters are up and moving, Gators first.
We have a set of cheerleaders out here with their orange and blue cheerleader outfits on, flags and pillows and you name it, rugs, all kinds of orange and blue.
What happens if you forget something?
We would just buy it. There's been many a times we've come here and we see something more that we can add, so we just buy it.
Where are you from?
We are from Pensacola.
Oh, so not a very long drive and still within the state of Florida. Yep. Do you buy all groceries here or do you travel with all that?
We buy them here.
Look at that, stimulating the local economy. We like that. Michael Corrigan, who leads Visit Jacksonville. You like hearing that sort of thing?
Music to my ear, Rich.
That's the economic impact, a $40 million economic impact, and it really is not just the people who tailgate, but all of it intertwined.
Yeah, it's an incredible community event. It's an annual event. I mean, it's the first thing that people put on their calendar every year is, hey, when's Florida-Georgia weekend or Georgia-Florida weekend, depending on who you root for. And the weather has turned out amazing for this particular tradition of it, and we cannot wait for an amazing weekend of college football here in Jacksonville.
For someone, and I always refer to Christine, who's still soaking up her first full year in Jacksonville, what does this mean for the city, and is it part of the fabric and identity of Jacksonville?
It is so much the fabric and identity of Jacksonville that many things that we take for granted in Jacksonville now would not be here had not been for Florida Georgia. I believe the Jacksonville Jaguars would not be in Jacksonville had not been for Florida Georgia game annually showing up at 3:30 on many, many decades on CBS to be on that game and to give that national exposure to us and the incredible environment that we create every year down here at the stadium.
You've been part of Jacksonville through a number of jobs, tax collector, city council, now Visit Jacksonville. What am I missing? Have I missed anything?
That's enough, I think.
Cheerleader.
You've seen this through the years. What are the things that make it special?
I think it's the people. I mean, I think that's Jacksonville's secret on everything, is the people in Jacksonville. And what happens is on Florida Georgia weekend, when this game comes to town, those people get concentrated in one area of town and you get to see it. You know, you just referenced a story a minute ago about, you know, did you bring it or buy it? Well, if you don't have it, you go to even the opposing team's RV and you borrow it. And that camaraderie between the fans, I mean, sure, you're passionate about your university, but you're just so happy to be in Jacksonville and be able to be part of this tradition.
Are hotels already full for the week?
The hotels are doing quite well. This is a great weekend for the hotels. They forward to every year Visit Jacksonville partners with the hotels to make sure they have some swag in their lobbies to help promote the game. It's really a community-wide effort. Sure, you know, we're down here at RV City today and we're having a great time and the weather's perfect, but the impact of Florida Georgia goes through all 840 square miles of our beautiful city.
And you start to impact people right at the state line with signage, at the airport with signage. I mean, it is really draped around the entirety of this community.
Yeah, Greg McGarrity was on a little earlier and talked about the draping in the stadium. We try to produce that all throughout the community. If you come to Jacksonville this weekend, you don't have to be near the stadium to realize it's the weekend of the big game.
Florida fans have had it tough the last 3 years. I think the average score of the last three Georgia wins is about 41-10. Does that impact? Does a blowout, does a team's dominance over a period of years have impacts on financial and economic at all?
A little bit. I mean, you might, if one team's going to get really beat, the other team might not come as much. But the reality is, this game, it doesn't matter what the records are, it doesn't matter what your ranking is. You're coming in here, anything can happen in Florida, Georgia, and over the decades I've been watching the game or at the game, we've seen just about everything. So, yeah, I'm sure Georgia comes in this year as a heavy favorite, but Florida is just waiting to make a story a little bit different.
Now, you're wearing an orange and white checkered shirt, so it feels like you have allegiance here.
Well, I have allegiance because I have on black pants with my orange. I'm probably more accused of being a Tennessee fan than anything else today.
It's Halloween. Orange and black is Halloween.
That's exactly right. It's Halloween, so I'm trying to hit all the buttons. Of course, you know, Visit Jacksonville, we love every visitor, every tourist that comes to town, and we welcome every single fan, and we're here to help you. We're activated down here in the stadium area to make sure that the visitors that are here are getting the information they need.
People who are, and we heard this from a handful of people as well, if you're from Jacksonville, you probably want to not everyone, obviously I'm painting it with a broad brush, you probably avoid this. This is a big tourist type thing. But through the years, have you seen it embraced more by Jacksonville? I mean, there's 80,000 in the stadium, about 80,000 outside of the stadium as well. Not a lot of them are from Jacksonville per se, are they?
Well, there's a big mix. I mean, that's the really unique thing about this particular event. It really is a lot of local residents are participating as well. But to tell you how much people are coming here, I mean, there's a line of RVs on Tuesday morning when they open RV City up. I mean, it's not like that somebody goes, okay, hey, on Thursday or Friday, let's grab our RV and go down there. They're making plans way in advance. Those are local plans, and those are also visitors' plans. And by the way, the number one reason people come and visit Jacksonville is to see friends and family. So you have friends and family that are here with other people from out of town making that part of this weekend.
And I think Christine was also surprised as me. There aren't campers. I mean, there's a couple, like, over there, but these aren't little campers that you see on I-95 or I-10.
These are big RVs. I mean, this is serious business.
Could you imagine how much people spend on that kind of stuff?
I would love to have a really good friend that had one.
But they're outfitted so well. I mean, it's not just the RVs. They've brought their entire backyard furniture set.
Yeah, and a lot of them now have a door in the back that, you know, you can load your utility vehicle right in the back of it. And it's just the advancement in that technology has been incredible. And it's changing tourism, too. I mean, you used to just talk about who's coming in a hotel or who's staying, you know, on a particular property. But now there's so much advancement in the portable hospitality side of it that it's something that we pay a lot of attention to at Visit Jacksonville.
I saw a tiki bar and an exterior mounted TV as well. I mean,
the tiki bar is up and rolling already, by the way.
They are.
Yeah, they were already up and rolling.
I might have to disagree with Rich. I don't think it ever shut down. I think it just kept rolling.
As we're visiting with Michael Corrigan from Visit Jacksonville, we also caught up with the Georgia fan a little bit ago.
Yeah, we got all of our decorations. We got Kirby down there, and we'll have a big grill here coming in today, so we'll get ready to cook a whole lot for game day.
Is it like a marathon? You need stamina to keep going throughout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get you some energy drinks.
Well, they're doing energy drinks and coffee now, and they said by about 10 o'clock or so, that's when the transition time happens, and they go deep into the night. Yeah, it's a different experience.
That never ends, I don't think. I mean, it pretty much it goes all night, which is fantastic. And, you know, and it's obviously super concentrated here at RV City, but it's also nights are longer in a lot of restaurants and bars around our community this week.
We'll talk about the impact of the game being away from Jacksonville during the 2 years of construction at Everbank Stadium just ahead, and the effort to try to re-energize and almost re-identify, if you will, the game going forward, assuming it is back in Jacksonville, which everyone seems to believe that will absolutely be the case, as Jacksonville's morning news live at RV City continues.
We have a set of cheerleaders out here with their orange and blue cheerleader outfits on, flags and pillows and you name it, rugs, all kinds of orange and blue.
It is totally decked out, and there are others who are celebrating appropriately for this Halloween 16 feet tall, I think, skeletons that were set up.
About that, yeah. Yes, they were tall.
Check our Instagram. You can see some of those moments here from RV City. If you have not experienced this before, it is
inspiring.
Inspiring, one of a kind.
It is.
A thing to behold.
It is a thing to behold. That's well said, Scotty. And I think what also is telling is, as we were visiting with Jacksonville Sheriff's Office earlier, look at that old car. That's pretty cool. The teams that are here request to come back year after year. And it's not just because they get fed really good grilling, but because of the hospitality that they get here. And I think that's part of the story of Georgia, Florida, Florida, Georgia weekend. And we keep saying that for anyone who wonders, why are we using it? It's because Florida's a home team this year. So it's Georgia at Florida this year. Next year it'll be Florida, Georgia. Visit Jacksonville's chief executive officer is Michael Corrigan. And man, what an experience and what a game day. And unfortunately, with the construction of the stadium, for 2 years, this game will be moved. I think it's telling that it's going to be neutral site. Atlanta in 2026, Tampa in 2027. It's really seeming like, and I don't know what role you may have in any negotiations, but it seems as though all sides are pointing toward this continuing to be a neutral site game, which portends very good for Jacksonville.
I think so. I mean, I know the mayor's working very hard to make sure that happens, and obviously all of us support that effort. I think everybody in the community that welcomes people to Jacksonville knows how important this game is for our economy, for our community, and really for the psyche of our city. I mean, we've been the place since 1919, except for the 2 years when the Jaguars were first coming here and we built the stadium back in 05, 06. So, I mean, we know that it's super important, and I know a lot of people are working towards making sure it stays there. By the way, Rich, we're going to have the best stadium in the country in 2028. Student athletes want to play in premier locations. They want to play where they're going to be able to show their talents the best. The new stadium is going to be that particular experience for those people.
Greg McGarity from TaxSlayer Gator Bowl was saying it's been difficult to even call them student athletes anymore because of the financial component and the revenue. All the more reason, it seems, to stay invested here because of the revenue opportunity in a new stadium. The teams are able to set the ticket price. They could charge what they want to bring in the revenue that they need to make in order to pay the players in NIL. It's a game changer. It's no longer the college football you and I grew up with.
100%. The entire palette of college sports in general has changed drastically, and we're all trying to figure it out. I mean, it's fortunately at Visit Jacksonville, that's not our area of work, but we obviously are paying attention to making sure that athletics in general stay available and continue to be the great economic engine they are.
You've been asking a lot this morning, Christine. I love the question about what do we do during the 2 years to keep some semblance of Jacksonville and the identity. How are you all working on that sort of idea while the game is away? What might happen here during those 2 years?
Well, that's part of an effort that I've been super thrilled to be part of. It. We created the Jacksonville Sports Foundation back in the late spring. It was created specifically to address the shortcomings that might happen while we're not here, or playing reduced capacity, and really focused on that 1 year that we're not going to have anything going on in the stadium. Visit Jacksonville estimates that 125,000 room nights will be lost during the years that the stadium's either reduced capacity or shut down, because you're not going to have the auxiliary events that take place. And we're reaching out to the community with an effort we're calling Bring It Home Jacks, and we're asking you, think now, think today about how can you bring an event to Jacksonville in 26 and 27 that can help fill that void. Because remember, we're not just talking about hotel rooms, which sounds kind of vanilla, but we're talking about employees that work there. We're talking about the restaurants, the lounges, the local stores. All will be negatively affected if we don't all as a community come together to try to build that. So the Jacksonville Sports Foundation is just part of an effort to bring it all home to Jacks during 26 and 27. And we're very, very confident working with corporations and communities and organizations here in town that we can do that from that level. And then the Jacksonville Sports Foundation is going to work to bring new, different, unique events. We have the largest urban park system in the country, and we're going to make sure that we're partnering with the administration to make sure we're activating those with events. Just this morning, taking place as we're speaking, is the ASUN Cross Country Conference Championship out at New World Sports. Who would have thought 5 years ago we'd have an ASUN Cross Country Championship here in Jacksonville? But that's a partnership between the universities here, Jackson University and UNF, the Jacksonville Sports Foundation, Visit Jacksonville, and the City of Jacksonville. So it's a great opportunity for us to look at unique ways to fill that void that will happen when the stadium is not activated.
So this is kind of like an all call out for all community members to kind of give you ideas, and it doesn't necessarily have to be sports related, although that would help.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, think about what organization that if you're a listener, what organization are you involved in? How many times have you traveled to another city for a conference or a convention? When have you ever invited them to come home, to come to your home and to see your amazing city? I mean, every single one of us are super proud, and we take it for granted. And this is an opportunity for you to invite them to come here. One call to visit Jacksonville, and we'll be able to help you do everything. You don't need to call hotel. You don't need to call venues, anything else. That's what we do. That's what our group sales department does at Visit Jacksonville, is we take all the trouble out of doing that. So if you're involved in something and think, oh, it would be kind of fun to bring it to Jacksonville, it doesn't matter whether it's next year or 3 years or even 5 years away. These events get planned way in advance. We're here to help you, and we want to make sure that we can show the best side of Jacksonville to your visitors.
I'm starting to smell sausage and bacon. Are you going to walk and stop along the way maybe before we let you get?
Yeah, you know I am.
He's like holding a Diet Coke, but like, fool you on that. Yeah, of course I am. Enjoy the weekend. Pace yourself and soak it up, man. It's a fun time, isn't it?
It's a wonderful time, and I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with both of you today.
All right, Michael Corgan with Visit Jacksonville, and there's a lot more to hear and learn about this week and weekend. We're live at RV City, and we'll be here until 10 o'clock on Jacksonville's Morning News 927.